Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Michael Krenzdorf is the chairperson of the Jewish National Fund South Africa. He joins us right now. Michael, good morning. So what did you think of that song?
I thought it was great. I heard you humming along, eh?
Yeah, I was. I did get quite caught up. It sounded a little familiar, didn't it?
Yeah, I also thought I'd heard it before, to be honest.
Yeah, that's because it's plagiarized or whatever it would be. Either way, no, it's not. It's a remake. I don't know. They'll come up with a better word. All right, so we wanted to talk to you about Mandela Day and just to focus for the next short while on some of the things that people are doing, that people can be doing. We were talking in studio and we were wondering, Mukundi was actually saying, and we all kind of felt the same, is Mandela Day the same as it used to be, or has it lost a little bit of its attraction?
Oh, thanks always for having me on the show. I think that's a very pertinent question. You know, I've actually been grappling with it myself. I think as South African Jews, you know, we were so committed to building the new South Africa and so enthusiastically embraced Mandela's legacy in so many different areas of South Africa, in the NGO space, in the political space, in the cultural space. I think, you know, in the 90s and the early noughties, Jews really dominated and felt very committed, I think. But since October 7th and what's happened, we do feel a bit more alienated, and there isn't the same enthusiasm in the community for these kind of events, which is really a pity. You know, we at the JNF have an environmental center in Mamelodi, and we teach learners, 12,000 learners from the local community about the environment, about water recycling, and I can, to be honest with you, from the community, from the Jewish community side, there is a bit of apathy, exactly. That's the right word, towards local projects, towards helping South Africa. South African Jews feel a bit alienated, and I think that's a mistake. I think that, you know, if we're going to, we must make a differentiation between our government and their, you know, positions on Israel, which obviously we strongly disagree with, and how we feel they've mistreated us. But we shouldn't, South Africans shouldn't suffer. It's unfortunately ordinary South Africans that suffer as a result of that. And I think if Jews were to withdraw from South Africa and not be involved in helping to continue to build this country, it would be a massive, massive loss to South Africans. I think we just
and
don't
realize
this.
To ourselves.
And actually. To us, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, so it's hard, interesting because it is hard, because it is difficult to... You almost feel that, I mean, it's a childlike response, but I'm feeling it myself as I'm talking to you. I'm thinking, well, if they don't, you know, if they're going to treat us badly, and if they don't actually want us, our help and acknowledge us, then fine, we won't do it. We'll put our efforts elsewhere, which, of course, is a childlike response. And the people that we are looking to help are not the people that have turned their backs on us. So it's a difficult, it really is, you almost need to cognitively make that decision, because otherwise you make the wrong decision.
I think the people that we're trying to help have actually also been betrayed by the government. I think that's 100%. What you don't realize is that we're stepping in because the government has failed. Do you know what I'm saying? The education department should be providing suitable environmental education and good schools in townships, but because they're not doing that, you know, we as an NGO have stepped in and are filling the void, and so many other Jewish NGOs are doing that in, you know, so many areas. So I think that's also important to realize, that we should focus on the people that have also been betrayed by the government and do our best to support them.
Yeah. So what are you doing? What is the JNF doing for Mandela Day?
Well, we were hoping, Howard, you were going to come and get your hands dirty. We're doing a vegetable garden planting at our center. We have a pensioners garden where they grow vegetables, and we've got about 100 people, some of our donors and people from the community, from the schools, from the youth movements, from the Union of Jewish Women are joining us. And
are they getting their hands
dirty?
We're going to...
They're getting their hands dirty. We're going to roll up our sleeves. And we're going to start digging and planting vegetables with our pensioners in the pensioners garden. And then, like all Jewish events, we're going to have a big braai and eat.
Oh, okay. So, what time is that? Okay. No. I think it's amazing. And I think that we know this, that when we give and we do, so much more, it actually, we the recipients of it, because giving is actually what we hardwired to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as a community, and we should be more proud, I think we should speak out more loudly about what we as a community have done, you know, to build South Africa. And I think if we start telling that message and people understand that as Jews, we're coming in and we're making a difference, I think it's an important to explain our place in society in South Africa. You know, we've been alienated and pushed out by the government, but we should be standing up loudly and saying, this is our country, we're going to make it better. We think that you know, you've done a really bad job on everything, not only just on foreign policy, and you know, we're going to work with ordinary South Africans to make this a winning country and a better country. And I think that should be our message.
I absolutely love that. That is, in fact, it's what I needed to hear today, because I'm finding myself a little tending towards the cynical. And every now and then, it is actually important to just reset that, to recalibrate, and remember that not everybody is everybody, and people need the assistance, and there's so much that we can and should be doing for others. Michael Cransdorf, thank you. As always, chairperson of the Jewish and National Fund South Africa, giving back on Mandela Day, and I think that is an awesome, awesome project. It's 8:41.